Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Fix It with Fosh here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. I will be with you every second Thursday of the month, bringing you some of the most fascinating guests, all giving you invaluable information, some of which will absolutely change your life. I'm the director of the Fix Yourself Power Zone and the author of the Fix Yourself Empowerment Series. The new book, the Fix Your Anger Handbook, is out, and so do go to Amazon and get your copy. The writing for the newest book, The Fix Your Addiction Handbook, is almost complete. Look for it by the end of the year. You can find everything you need about the Fix Yourself Empowerment Series and myself and on my website at www.fosterjuro.com. So today, everyone, I am absolutely thrilled to be spending some time with someone whose unwavering commitment to personal growth is underscored by her triumph over adverse childhood events. Linda Andrews, the dynamic founder and CEO of the Lila Life, embodies resilience and extraordinary achievement. Over the past decade, Linda has honed her expertise across diverse disciplines, including yoga, meditation, mindset coaching, spiritual life coaching, business, marketing, health coaching, and plant-based culinary arts. Through her acclaimed podcast, The Lila Life Show, and the Lila Life Collective membership, Linda empowers emerging entrepreneurs with seamlessly integrated business architecture and well-being practices. Linda, welcome to Fix It with Faust.
Faust, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. And good morning,
everyone.
All
of you, Linda, this is not our first go-around. I was on Linda's podcast, and so we got a lot of things started there. We're going to continue today. So, Linda, start us, if you will. Give us the backstory. Tell us about you.
Absolutely. I grew up in South Florida in the United States, and I had the opportunity to, at a pretty early age, I started out dancing and then eventually got into swimming and had a lot of athletics in my life with some performing arts. I think that, looking back, stands as a backbone to a lot of my experiences. I had the opportunity to swim in college and take my performance to another level there, becoming a team captain with a double major, studying journalism and psychology. And I think looking back, I was always asking some big questions. What is all of this? And all of this, I'm meaning life. I had a few near-death experiences throughout my childhood. And yeah, I think that it just gave me this open-ended question and curiosity around the experience of life, pairing that with the high-performance experience of athletics. You know, I can remember in middle school telling my classmate, one day you can work at my, what I would think I was meaning a wellness center, which I do not at present have, but it feels like that has evolved on the internet through the website and the different offerings that you had mentioned. And so there's a lot more to the story there, but that's a brief overview. And as I entered into my 20s, I joked about having the quarter life crisis at 25. That's when I moved back to Florida from the Northeast. And I had just a lot of my own reality checks and getting real with myself, a lot of personal mirror moments, and through that led to an evolution and, as you mentioned, a lot of different education experiences from plant-based culinary to business to finance. And it's an interesting journey. You know, I probably could write many, many books about the journey, and all of this has been this curiosity around what is this, around life, and in that, learning different tools and techniques that can make my personal experience better and an opportunity to share that with others, and again, with many challenges along the way.
you know, you talk about those challenges, and we've all had them, I've had mine, and, you know, some of those, for me, have been huge growing experiences. When you look at your challenges, do you go back and you say, that one there really changed the scope of my life?
Absolutely. And, you know, some of mine were I was very young, so I didn't have that conscious understanding. But I did hear stories because of the near-death experiences that made me really understand that life is a miracle and life is a gift. And at a young age, that's hard to conceptualize and have a big understanding of. I think as life goes on and other people pass on in your life, you start to understand even more, wow, I'm so lucky I am here. And I'm not in that experience every single second of every single day. Life is a miracle. I will say that I feel like I have easier access to that because of some of what I went through. With that being said, in adulthood, I would say that that quarter life crisis reference, I was living in Hoboken, New Jersey, and I just had this feeling that things were going bad and they were going to go a lot worse quickly if I didn't make some changes. And I made a pretty quick decision to move back to South Florida during that time. And, you know, there became this repairing experience really for the next 10 years after that, that was monumental in my life. So that was interesting. Another one that I'll add is at a time I was really curious about culinary and well-being, and I ended up going to culinary school and moving back to the Northeast. I didn't even get accepted into the school. It felt like such divine intervention that I needed to go back up there and have this experience. I was still working in finance at the time, and it was like reliving something that in the previous experience hadn't gone that well. It had changed to it being on my terms and rewriting some of those chapters that I had left, you know, in that downward spiral feeling from a more empowering chapter. And, you know, some of those skills I use and continue to use every day and very much fuel my outlook on life. But absolutely, the challenges gave birth to so many, if not all of the lessons, if not all of the growth. And in those times of challenge that I may face day to day, I just remember that this is a season. This is a experience. This moves through me. This is not forever. And again, coming back to life is a miracle today, this moment. And that helps really ground me in.
You know, when you look at, you know, your journey, and your journey parallels mine very, very much. And I did so many things before I got to the point where I said, okay, this is it. Are you at a point where you say, okay, I'm looking at all these things I've done, and now I've arrived. Now I know exactly what my journey is going to be. I know why I'm here. I know what I'm going to do.
I love this question. I had this feeling a few years ago, I would say 1 to 2 years ago, that I could tell whatever is happening, more from a professional lens, that it's happening over like a 20-year unfolding. And so I do feel that. I feel like I took a lot of different learnings and trainings. I counted it up once. It was 55,000 hours of performance and well-being training and experience. And so I'm sure there's much more for me to know. And I know that there's more that I don't know than I know. And I've learned a lot. And so integrating that and owning my expertise and feeling the melting of any imposter syndrome that I was still feeling plagued with, letting that go and commanding myself, my business from a place of expertise and curiosity, of course, for the growth and for the learnings. I absolutely don't think I've arrived. I do have way more clarity around the highway that I'm on and the car that I'm in and where I'm headed than I've ever had in my life, which feels very empowering. And I would say a real turning point that activated that for me, I had gone through this process around what is my massive transformative purpose and doing some soul searching. Like, what am I waking up every morning? What do I get to do? What is a problem in the world that I can help solve that I feel compelled around? And what came to me was if 1 out of 8 people, so 1 billion humans, could do $1 million a year in annual revenue in business, that the world would look very different. Because I believe business inherently is solving problems. And so it's the math of that. It's a lot of capital creation. And it's like a huge why. You know, it's really big. 1 out of 8 people becoming entrepreneurs, not only entrepreneurs, where success rates are 10% or worse in terms of failure to success of founders. And so I feel on an absolute mission to make this information accessible, make it integratable where people can apply it into their life and business today, overcome the blocks that can be debilitating and are holding them back. And now I can see so much of the journey that I've been on and been through has gotten me to this moment to share that.
You know, you said something as you were talking, and the term you used was own my expertise. And that, of course, in my mind turned on all those bulbs that I love to turn on. You know, when you talk about that, explain that a little bit. I'm going to own my expertise.
I think in the
all that you teach, or you know, what does that mean as people are trying to grab that and say, okay, how do I do that?
Absolutely. I believe everyone is an expert in something. And you hear this a lot in business. You need to be 10% ahead of your audience. You need to be two steps ahead of the people that you're working with. I hear that a lot, especially in the coaching world. I believe everyone is an expert in something. And this is colored by some education, formal education, but much of it is colored by the experiences we've all been through. And so as I reflected back on what I've been through and what I have learned through formal education, but beyond that, through many experiences and self-learning, you know, they say it's 10,000 hours that makes an expert. And if I could calculate 55,000 hours, that means I'm 5.5 times expert. And I didn't realize how much imposter syndrome I had. This was a somewhat recent revelation. At this point, I'm, you know, into the hundreds of podcast episodes. I, you know, have been doing entrepreneurship full time for 5+ years. I had a 7-year finance career. I was a college athlete. I just wasn't owning any of these things that I have done and actually lived. And so whether it's my story, which it can't, your story can't be my story. Your story is your own story and my story is my story, and owning it fully, owning the ups and downs, owning the lessons, owning the comedy, owning the tragedy, owning it all of the experience and that own my expertise. Like I, as I say that, I feel my shoulders come back. I feel myself standing taller. I feel myself in a state of confidence. Tony Robbins talks a lot about that, as many coaches do, you know, peak state, owning that state. It's a state of being, and I think that is a mindset, and we all have the capacity to have that, and it radically changes the trajectory of everything when you can do that for yourself. And so for anyone listening that feels like you don't have expertise, you've been through things. You are an expert, and it may not be in the same way that I am, but it is in the way that you are, and that expertise is what can help serve others. I look at, as cheesy as it sounds, sales as service. And when you meet the market with a problem and you have something to provide that you can be of service and you're selling that, that's the sweet spot of a business.
You know, you said something so important there, which is, you know, your own expertise. I always call it making your own statement. I think all too often people are looking at other people and trying to duplicate their statements, their level of expertise. So here's the question I'm hearing this from the listeners. Okay, I don't know how to define my statement, my expertise. I have all these things I did, but I don't know. I just don't know how to feel when I'm getting to the point that that's mine, and that's what I'm going to develop, and that's my journey.
I hear that, and it's funny you bring up the statement. My maiden name before I was married was Tate, T-A-T-E, and so I would say, this was like a family joke, make it Tateman, and it would make my mom mad, probably because it was her married name, and she felt like we shouldn't be saying Tate, like owning that, it felt over the top to her, sort of a funny reflection, but make it Tateman. It was our take on statement. Everyone has a statement they can make, as you're touching on, and that reflection, you have many skills, right? Every person has skills, so looking at what your actual skills are. You know, Leela means divine play in Sanskrit, and to me, there is a playfulness in that. What gives you joy? What do you love to do? When do you feel most alive? That was a huge part of the culinary experience. I had some major challenges around food and performance with athletics and eating, disordered eating. So the food was its own healing quest. And for me, there's so much precision in the culinary arts and creativity and skills that transfer to so many other aspects of my life that you know, I didn't know why those curiosities were drawing me there, and every day I see more and more of why that was the case. So looking at your actual skills, looking at what you love to do, what people tell you you're great at, your gifts, like, oh, you're so great at that, right? Think about what people ask you to do for them. And between those three or four prompts, if you're doing some journaling work or inquiry, you'll have some idea around what your expertise is. And then you can use these aspects of your story and your experiences to support that.
You know, you said something I think is very important, and not only in living life as a journey, if you will, but also in defining what your purpose is and what your statement is and all those sorts of things, and that is how much you love it. If something gives you tremendous joy, that's part of your statement. That's something I think you pursue. When you're working with people, do you find that they know that, or is that something that you kind of have to dig into a little bit and help them to understand?
You have to dig into it a bit. For most people, some people have some ideas, but I feel that there's a lot of programming and different past stories, past experiences that can block that off. You know, somebody recently told me that I'm an amazing actress. I do not consider myself an actress. I do go to improv classes from time to time. I do have a podcast. I'd love to take a hit at some comedy one day. Maybe I already do in my own way, you know. But this is an interesting thing where you have to own it. You have to own what you are. And I bring those little bits up because I was performing naturally as a young girl. I did drama. I did plays. I did ballet. I did dance. And so that felt like such a natural flow state. And there is a truth to my essence in that. I was always cooking. I was painting. I was doing art. And so sometimes you have to rediscover those aspects of yourself that you may have been exploring in childhood. You hear sometimes of the inner child work. But these are little unlocks that I think our soul or your inner self, your true self, you can lose touch of and from. And so a great exercise too is reflecting on what you loved as a kid and what really lit you up as a kid and bring more of that back into your life.
And that's an interesting point. You know, we have a tendency when we're young to look at things that bring us great joy, and we love to do that. And then family and educational processes and all those standard things in life start weeding that out of us. You know, well, that's not really what you should do. What are you going to really do to make money and raise your family and do whatever it is you need to do? But, you know, I've done the same thing with people. What used to give you a lot of joy, and then why did you stop doing it? And that turns on lights for a lot of people. Do you see that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that finding the little ways to cultivate, it may have nothing to do with your past. Some people have a lot of pain in their past where some of those memories are tied to that pain, and so it can be too much to go there. You know, I think eventually they can get back there, and that invitation of today, what is joy for you today? And if there's a huge disconnection from that even, it's looking for little ways to cultivate that. You know, just simple practices, walking, time in nature, noticing beauty. These can be some natural unlocks in your day-to-day if you do feel that disconnection from the natural, this X, Y, and Z gave me joy as a kid.
You know, it's interesting. As you just said that, I said to myself, you know, there's a different perspective when you get to the point that you make a decision that you say, this is what I'm going to pursue. Then all those other little life things, whether it's the jog you take or whatever you do, all of a sudden those look different, and you realize that you can integrate those into your life, but they're different than before you define your purpose.
The perspective. The perspective shift, and I think that invites more of a spirit of synchronicity, because when you find that inner alignment, you're attracting more and more and more of that to your sphere of experience than you would if you're off course.
So when we talk about integrating that in, you have a concept that you work with called integrative advisory. Explain that. What is that?
So my definition of integrative advisory leans on my experience in finance as a financial advisor for part of my career, so I naturally would fall into that role of advisor. And through my coaching and consulting experience, I define advisory as a hybrid of coaching and consulting. integrative, that word to me means everything is connected. And in the context of Lila Life, I share this as business fundamentals and well-being that builds resilience. And a lot of founders, you know, the early stage can be so overwhelming, and there's a lot of personal stuff usually that has not settled for them. And so they're just in this experience of chaos, desperation. Building up that resilience can completely change that state into more of a confident power state. And pairing that with the business fundamentals, from what I see, can allow success quicker and in a way that is more life-giving than, you know, continuing in that state of chaos and desperation. Much of what I lived in my own transition from leaving finance, navigating early stage entrepreneurship, and it's like being there for people, believing in them, believing in their vision, and then giving them the tactical what to do every day with helping overcome those blocks and those resistance from usually the past stories, programmings, and perhaps even trauma or you know, experiences that have shaped them in disempowering ways.
All right, everyone. We've come to the end of our first segment, and you all know we're going to do 3 more 8-minute segments. So we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to be right back, and we're going to spend a little more time with Linda. So stay with us.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Linda Andrews today. And we know when we left off, we started to move into a concept that I really wanted to go into. This is the one that I was a guest on for Linda, her Lila Life show. So, Linda, a little bit about Lila Life. What's it all about?
Absolutely. I first heard this term. It's L-I-L-A. I say Lila. You can say Lila. And this was a word I learned in my yoga teacher training back in 2015. I spent a month on an ashram in a tent, and it was a pretty life-changing experience while I was in the midst of my finance career. And during that time, I learned this word. It means divine play, and to me, that means the playful aspects of life, but then your actual life, like that you're a divine blessing into the world, and the more you can be connected to that, the more naturally your gifts, your talents, ease, joy are available to you in the world. And I also believe that no matter what your circumstances are, you can apply that today, right now. And so that is a tactical application for listeners. If you sit with that word, Leela, you imagine that divine play, that spirit in you, you know, connecting that to your belief system, what does that in itself unlock for you? I pull that into everything I do with Leela Life and the Leela Life Show, and that was launched in 2019 after a previous podcast. And really, the episodes are here to inspire early-stage founders. It's a several-years-old show, so it's gone through its own evolution. Boss, it's been amazing having you as a guest, and we were able to talk about some of these conversations around leadership and leading in your own life. And it's really an opportunity similar to these conversations for listeners to be able to implement that into their life. And this was something that I really struggled with at the early stages. I would learn so much, but it's not just learning, it's living it, and it's applying it. And again, coming back to that integrative approach, it's learned and lived. And I think a lot of people get stuck in the learned, and then they're not in that application piece, and that can cause some of the challenges. So I like to have honest shares around some of those experiences I've been through in my own life, bring other business and wellness leaders in from the community and share their insights. And, of course, have fun. And that's a little bit more about the Leela Life Show.
So, you know, as you're talking about that, Linda, and I, you know, you talk about divine play. You're talking about really what sounds like, hey, I'm a special person. I do have talents inside me. I'm not sure what they are. There are ways to access those. Do you give them some initial steps? Okay, let's start working with you, and let's start defining some things. Let's start giving you some roots in to access some of those special talents.
Absolutely. The approach that I take, there's three different types of sessions that I share with people, whether they work with me one-on-one or if they want to be a part of the membership and go through a self-guided path. One is the activation session, and this is for someone to really allow themselves to unlock that greater, deeper potential and start to create the vision of where they want to go. Usually someone that's working with me doesn't necessarily love where they're at, or they're in a big transition, or things do feel chaotic or unsteady. And so building and recommitting to that vision for their life. Step two in that is that regular integration practice. And so checking in, where are you in alignment to that vision, and what's getting in the way? And so looking at what's recurring resistance, what's recurring self-sabotage, what are these patterns and habits that a person may have that's limiting them. And that's usually in that more regular integration work. And then at a quarterly cadence, we're taking a big picture look, and this is the business nerd in me. I like the quarters and the quarterly business cycles. But, hey, let's zoom out a bit. Let's take a look high level. How are things tracking in alignment with that activation, with that vision that we just discussed? And how am I doing on a 90-day cadence? What is working, what's not, and now what? And so that natural cadence, establishing a vision, it could be a huge vision like I touched on earlier, me helping a billion founders make $1 million a year, or it can be what you want to do this year. No matter what, getting that vision chunked down into what you can actually do this year and then what you can actually do this quarter is really important. The SMART goals framework of specific, measurable, obtainable, realistic, and time defined can be a helpful framework, and there's other tools that are great as well, but to make it real and realistic. And what I find for a lot of people is that first set of 90-day cycles and 180-day cycles, there is a lot of resistance. They're not doing what they said they wanted to do or committed to do. And that resistance is where so much of the beauty and the learning is. I get to be a mirror for that and help them see what else is going on here. There's more to the picture than you setting a goal and not achieving it, right? What are you doing every day? in a business quarter, if you were to work 6 days a week, which I think is very common for many entrepreneurs, or seven, but let's say it's six, and you take a day off, 78 action items that you could do in a quarter to further your goals. And that's a lot of time in a day. So if you're not taking those actions, what else is going on? And I like to use numbers and math to tell stories that help people have mirror moments with themselves, to be in a state of personal responsibility, to be in a state of reflection. And it's in a judgment-free zone. It's in a way that it's safe enough to look at, right? This is not to make yourself feel bad or beat yourself up. It's to have a reality check with yourself, to get honest with yourself, and to deepen that intimacy with oneself that ends up building confidence and momentum in life and in business.
As you're talking, and I'm in complete agreement with you, and I know how people are when they come in with me, and that resistance word you said, you know, I agree. That's where all the beauty is. That's where the learning is. That's where all the lights are going to go on. And often what people are doing is, well, that's the way I always do things. I think it's working, but maybe it isn't. But that's really a part of me. And we're going to try to integrate some changes, some transitions here. We're going to pivot a little bit. And losing that, leaving that behind, is often a very emotional experience. How do you help them to deal with that purging, if you will?
Yeah, one aspect of that is to reflect on past successes. And so showing them that they've already done this before. The person that got from A to B before in some success, in some area of life or business, there was a transformation. The same person that was at A was different than B, and you've done this already. So to try to look for evidence of that, first of all, and then to share them and help them see into their future, more or less, that the person that is going to achieve X, Y, or Z outcome is also not going to be the same person that you are today. And help them, I have a pretty funny drawing, it's like literally stick figures, but you are going to be clouded in a bunch of fear that is limiting your perspective of what is possible, and this is an effort of your subconscious mind to keep you safe. This is literally survival. And so you can thank yourself and say, thank you, hey, fear, hey, we're going to some uncharted territory. We've done this before. I know this is new and uncomfortable now. We're going to do it again. And it's, again, that resilience and self of your nervous system that can allow for that growth to happen. It can still be uncomfortable, but it, you know, takes on a life of its own. And the more you get those reps in, the more that confidence is built. There's still going to be challenges and struggle, but your ability to handle them and navigate them is not as familiar as you build up that resilience.
So for all of you listening, one of the things that I think it's important to point out before we hit the break is that you're going to be, if you're doing this and you want to do this with Linda or myself or anyone, you're going to at first understand you're not doing this alone, and that people are going to be there to help you. And so there's a learning process, a little bit of a where you team up with the person, and then eventually where you begin to move on your own. So if you're thinking about doing this, don't get overwhelmed emotionally and say, my God, I'm never going to be able to do this. You're not going to be doing it alone. So we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back in just a few minutes and spend a little bit more time with Linda today. So just stay with us.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Foss Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FossRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FossRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FossRuggiero.com.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FosterRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FosterRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Foster Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FausterRuggiero.com. That's FausterRuggiero.com. FausterRuggiero.com. It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Foster Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FosterRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Linda Andrews today. And as we left off, we were talking a little bit about how you start this process, and I was closing by saying, you're not alone in doing this. However, as we were on the break, we were talking about this a little bit more, and there is a point where you face yourself alone. I mean, some of this is just you grabbing you and picking yourself up and going. Linda, what do you see when people get to that point where they say, okay, fine, I have to do this now?
I see usually a bit of uncomfortability. And when I say mirror moment, I invite you to literally have a mirror moment where you look yourself in the eyes. It feels for me deeply spiritual. And when I can do that, I feel deeply met and deeply held. And there's a reality to you are here right now, and you get to take action in every moment to further your life in different directions. Much of this can be colored by habits and patterns. Much of those habits and patterns can be subconscious. And so the level of awareness and consciousness in each moment that each of us are invited into and the ripple effects from living life with that level of intention, I do believe are available to all of us and can, guide the way. And why I just challenged you a bit on the meeting yourself beyond having that support is that there's so many distractions, and these distractions can lead to disempowerment. And being able to tap into that inner sourcing, and I do believe in higher power and God, and I have a strong belief system, and I respect the different views on what that could be for each person listening, but that insourcing or higher power sourcing versus the outsourcing. And in the outsourcing power, there can be a lot of distraction and a lot of getting yourself out off of course. And I was recording a show this week where our guest mentioned how the phones and the technology can be weapons of mass distraction, and you may have heard that before, and, your every single second of your time can be taken. There's time, energy, attention, and money. I call that the TEAM acronym, time, energy, attention, and money, and especially for early-stage founders, they are saying, I don't have a team, I don't have money to hire. Well, you do have your own inner team, and how are you using your time, your energy, your attention, and your money? And there may be things that you are doing that if you tighten that up, it would shift everything in your life. And I invite people regularly to do that little audit, the team audit with yourself, and see where those shifts can happen. And so having that mirror moment and being honest with yourself, and this doesn't need to be self-deprecating or full of judgment, it can be an invitation to what is emerging, what is new, what new habits and patterns do I want to create in my life, and those shifts can orient you to where you want to go in your life or not. And this is up to each one of us in each moment to make those decisions, if you choose to. Or the other stories and the I can or I've always done it this way, they can keep going, and you'll likely have more evidence of exactly the life that you already have.
You know, as you're talking, I'm saying to myself, obviously these are the things that I teach also, and I get people to the point, what you're talking about, looking in the mirror, I'm calling brutal honesty, and I'm saying this is where you have to finally look at yourself and say, okay, what do I want? What's getting in the way of those plans? And they don't have to be horrible things. They could be the normal things that we do every day to live life. However, those norms that we live life by really have very little to do with introspection and getting to know ourselves. So you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, what do I want? What's getting in the way, and what do I have to do? And then the last question is, am I going to be committed enough to do this? Do you find that when people are doing this, and I guess what I find is they'll get to that, the first three, they're fine. Now they got to make the commitment, and that means accountability, and that means leaving some pleasures behind. They struggle with that, don't they?
Exactly. And this question that I would add is, what will prevent me from this outcome? And that can give you some clues to know what gets in the way. And it doesn't necessarily mean any of it's bad, right? It's just the reality, like you said, the brutal honesty. If I keep using my time or my attention or my money or my energy in these ways, are they going to equal the outcome that I desire? And I would add that especially comparison, often jealousy, these can be great, great indicators. You know, we live in a world where it's very easy to be comparing. There may be some of your inner desires that are being triggered through these other people with what they have and what you don't have that can be great clues to where you want to be going or what's desiring to emerge from you that if you can do some discovery around could be curious to see what unfolds there.
You know, we preach so much about being happy, and people are living life on the norm and not understanding that if they want these extras, what you and I are talking about, going deeper, connecting with higher powers and God, if that's your will, or just being successful and happy, following the crowd and doing what we think is normal. And you alluded to, the cell phones and Facebook and those kinds of things. That's the norm. But I think we all have to look at what's normal for us in regard to what we want in our lives. That's a hard thing to separate from, that norm, because that norm is pushing against us all day long, every day. How do you help with people? How do you help them to look at that and say, yeah, I actually have to pull away from the norm of life?
One way I would say, I do think part of me is a natural contrarian, so my leadership style may be an embodiment of that I can share some stories around. And, you know, an easy thing to look at is, are the way the people you may be comparing yourself to or that norm, is that the outcomes that you desire? And usually it's no, or you wouldn't be doing any of that work. And so we already know something has to change. We know that the norm isn't what's getting you to what has to change. And so then, you know, that word decide, the Latin root decidere, to cut, right? We're cutting off these other options. And it's in each of these daily choices and these daily actions that these ripple effects of the changes happen. And so, you know, that encouragement, that empowerment around you're writing your own story, even in, you know, a lot of people have roles and responsibilities that they would be inept to just leave today, right? They need to see that through. But there's a way to embrace the existing roles and responsibilities with a different spirit that would also be out of norm. Take complaining, right? How many people are just natural complainers in their day-to-day? Going outside of the norm would not be a complainer. And like having a different perspective through a challenging experience. It's not to bypass or say what's not going on isn't going on, but we get to choose how to show up in each moment. And so that's some tips that I would encourage. And in that depth of knowing of yourself, each of us are different. And so how can there be a norm if each of us are different? So those norms, that would imply the norms are made up from somewhere. and where are they made up from? I don't. There's lots of different places the norms could be made up from, but if each of us are different and unique, then I can't be fitting a norm because I am me and you are you. And so that, to me, just shatters the idea of following the norm because it doesn't add up.
And I completely agree. You know, just to close this segment, as you were talking about complaining, and I thought to myself, that's the outward expression of what I'm thinking in my head. So for all of you, the way you think, positive, negative, that kind of thing, your internal language, one of the best pieces of advice I can give you to get this started is be a little nicer the way you speak to yourself and the way you think about your world internally. The more positive those thoughts are, and you have control over those, the better your life's going to be. We're going to take a break right now, and we're going to come back and wrap things up with Linda Andrews. So please, stay with us, everyone.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FosterRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FosterRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Foster Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with the Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FosterRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of the Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Foster Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FausterRuggiero.com. That's FausterRuggiero.com. FausterRuggiero.com. Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Foster Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get The Fix Yourself Handbook today at FosterRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FosterRuggiero.com. Remember, it's The Fix Yourself Handbook at FosterRuggiero.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Linda Andrews today, and in our last segment, you know, we're going to just pick up where we left off, and we were talking about that positive language and how that internal representation is so powerful. Linda, we were you and I were talking on the break how in terms of the brain and how powerful it is, and how that effect can really come in and do some things on a cellular level. Explain a little bit of that, if you would.
For me, that feels very filled with imagery. I imagine what all my cells look like. I imagine them being filled with love, with beauty, with joy, with harmony. I imagine myself immersed in that spirit. For you, you can use whatever language feels most resonant for you. I imagine that all vibrating out. I imagine that I'm filled with just the most love loving energy. There's a lot of different words in the spiritual community for some of these processes and experiences. That is just very simple and quick, and that can completely shift my state. And I know there's tons of research from minds that are far greater than mine and from a scientific lens around the power of your thoughts to your actual body function and your lifestyle. And you're familiar with Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, I'm sure. His book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, I stumbled across that back in 2012, wanting to understand social media addiction. And at the time, there wasn't much on that topic, and I somehow, probably divine intervention in that moment, found that book. And at the time, I was just understanding the power of habits and patterns, including thought patterns and thought habits, and the ability to take the reins and change that each day and letting that ripple into the moments and how different things can feel. I mean, for myself, there was a point of time in my career where I was literally, physically hiding under my desk because I hated work so much. I was crying because I hated the stuffy suits and outfits and just felt so disconnected from my deeper self, my true self, and it was a debilitating feeling. There were times in my career that I've had 60 days a year worth of migraines and have to overcome some of those challenges, which I'm sure have been connected to some of the past health challenges that I faced. And so seeing how the daily practice of this and the many daily practices that I choose to engage in can be a ripple effect, I feel like my life is a testament of that.
When you work with people, and we talk about this type of a thing, where we're really altering the way a person thinks and then behaves and the world around them. Can you give us a quick example of someone you've worked with who came in and was struggling with these kinds of things and then moved through to a point where they embraced themselves?
Absolutely. I'm thinking of a client where I want to, you know, protect him, but I can see over the course of many years where in certain circumstances, not the best, relating to different relationships, so much confidence and self-trust depleted through those experiences. And then watching that really take and see, and this is something that I repeat to him often, the man inside of you, the man that you're becoming, and those are unlocks of the person you've been, right? You're becoming someone that is different, if you choose to, than who you've been. So that invitation to being the man you're becoming, you hear different terms like your highest self, your most magnetic self, and then truly seeing that emerge through some of the different challenging scenarios that he's still navigating, right? They're very stressful, very tough situations, but the person he is being in them is different. And the resilience that he embodies navigating them is different. And so different business launches, different financial opportunities that have emerged, still, again, with many challenges, but this whole different spirit that is moving through. And, you know, he's connected with some different things along the way that, again, I see that embodiment of those unlocks.
So, everyone, you've heard a lot of information today. And, you know, for those of you who are interested in working with Linda, she has a website, she has a whole program available for you. So Linda, give us an idea, where can they find you, what kind of services can they access, how does the process get started?
Awesome, thanks again Foss for this opportunity. At Lila Life, L-I-L-A life.co is the website, and there's an opportunity to book a one-on-one 40-minute consult session. During that conversation, I am there to serve, whether we would ever work together one-on-one or not, is an opportunity for me to share some insights, help you through whatever you're going through. If it makes sense to work together, I usually take the last few minutes of that conversation to explain those options, which look like one or two times a month of sessions. The other option is to access the on-demand materials that are through the Lila Life Collection that you can also find on the website. And for those of you that are not in a place to make any kind of financial investment, the Lila Life Show podcast, which we got to have Foss on, which was a fun and amazing experience we've talked about. There's the blog that you can access through the website, which I do regular updates to, and the email list. I aim to make every single one of our emails there's what's called integration opportunity at the end of the email, and so you're able to implement some inquiry, some key takeaways. So I threw a lot at everyone, but the blog, the email, and the podcast would be a great starting spot. If you need extra support, get on the calendar for that consult call. And again, I do feel like it's a very spiritual journey holding space for 1 billion founders to create 1 million in revenue annually, and want to help aid in that process as much as possible. And if you're in the South Florida area, I do some local teaching at one of the nonprofits that is also supporting founders called 1909, and that's been a really rewarding experience as well.
So everyone, if you're looking to become a little more balanced in your personal world, or as an entrepreneur, you have some goals, Linda's got great stuff for you. Go to her website, contact her. So Linda, it's been a thrill having you on, as it always is, talking with you. Thanks so much for coming aboard today.
You got it. If I could leave our listeners with this, nature and the natural rhythms of nature has been a huge, huge support to me personally and continues to be. I do gardening. I feel like my husband and I have a little urban farm. We have about 200 square feet of space with different fruit trees and herb garden that we use. And when I talk about quarters, you know, there is an opportunity to get in the natural rhythm with nature as part of nature. And I have a little pun, and that's what I wanted to leave with. I spell harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-E-Y. And when you find that harmony and that balance within yourself, there is an opportunity for prosperity and money to be a byproduct of that in a way that this is all working together. And I think that could look very contrary to what we've seen, you know, globally to this moment. And so I'm very curious and excited about what is unfolding for all of us.
Linda, it's been an absolute pleasure. So thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Foss. I appreciate it. Take care, everyone.
All right, everyone. That concludes this week's Fix It with Foss radio show here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. In a month from today, I'll be back with another episode of Fix It with Foss, so don't miss us. 1 month from today, that's September 12th at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Until then, be well, stay safe, everyone. Have fun creating your world. And here's to the power inside you. God bless.